Welcome to the March 15th, 2020 Sunday Worship Service of New York Church. Today's scripture reading comes from Psalm 124. What if the Lord had not been on our side? Answer, O Israel. If the Lord had not been on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their furious anger against us. Then the flood would have carried us away. The water would have covered us. The raging torrent would have drowned us. Let us thank the Lord who has not let our enemies destroy us. We have escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap. The trap is broken, and we are free. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Today's prayer comes from the daily prayer of a private prayer of John Bailey. And the time is March 14th, evening prayer. O divine love, who does everlastingly stand outside the closed doors of the souls of men, knocking ever and again, will thou not now give me grace to throw open all my soul's doors? Tonight, let every bolt and bar be drawn that has hitherto robbed my life of air and light and love. Give me an open ear, O God, that I may hear thy voice calling me to a high endeavor. Too often have I been deaf to the appeals thou hast addressed me, but now give me courage to answer. Here am I, send me. And when my enemy, any one of them, thy children, my human brothers, cries out in need, give me them an open ear to hear in their cry thy call to service. Give me an open mind, O God, a mind ready to receive and to welcome such new light of knowledge as it is thy will to reveal to me. Let not the past ever be so dear to me as to set a limit to the future. Give me courage to change my mind when that is needed. Let me be tolerant to the thoughts of others and hospitable to such light as may come to me through them. Give me open eyes, O God, eyes quick to discover thine indwelling in the world which thou hast made. Let all lovely things fill me with gladness, and let them uplift my mind to thine everlasting loveliness. Forgive all my past blindness to the grandeur and glory of nature, to the charm of little children, to the sublimities of human stories, and to all the intimations of thy presence which these things contain. Give me open hands, O God, hands ready to share with all who are in want the blessings with which thou hast enriched my life. Deliver me from all meanness and miserliness. Let me hold my money in stewardship and all my worldly goods in trust for thee, to whom now be all honor and glory. Amen. Today's message, Our Help Comes from the Lord, is from Psalm 124, last verse. We will learn how to deal with and make sense of the situation like the COVID-19 virus. And today the whole world is wrapped with. And this is the reason that why we are having this service through online. First, the writer of Psalm first encourages the community with the what if questions. By doing so, he peels off the layer of complacency we might have over the situations as if it is natural and common, something that we take for granted. And the psalmist is challenging us, what if the Lord had not been on our side? Answer, O Israel, if the Lord had not been on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their furious anger against us. But in spite of all the hardships and setbacks, I'm still intact and keeping my integrity. That itself is the proof that God has acted on my side and protected me from harm. Nothing comes naturally, but through God's meddling over the matter and taking my interest to his heart because I am his. The obvious question is why God takes my side. It is not like I had done something wonderful deeds that compels God, nor God is obligated to act on my merit. The answer simply lies as the parents or family members give to their children why they are taking the side of one's own family members and children. Because they are their children. They are family members. Why does God side with us? Because we are covenant children adopted to the Father God, redeemed by the sacrificial blood of the God the Son, Christ Jesus. We should have been carried away by the series of horrendous events, the raging torrent, as psalmist has put it, should have drowned our spirit, our courage, our situation, and our life. But we have escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap. The trap is broken because of the weight of the cross borne by Jesus Christ that has broken the shackles, and we are free. Christian worship that we are experiencing now, we are enjoying now, is out of this personal realization and out of this deep gratitude and the grasping of God's saving work by personally experiencing this salvation. So my experience of salvation is the indicator, the real proof that Jesus Christ is real, and his saving work on the cross is real, and his promise and his word of eternal life is also real. My experience of a small saving work is a stepping stone for me to truly look toward him and worship him as he is. And I proclaim two facts. First, we are free. I am free. I am liberated. I am no longer under the burden of my sin and this threat of circumstances. Second, our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth, and who is owner and author and the Lord and master of in between. Yes, I am still being bombarded by the events, incidents, and accidents. I'm still struggling with all kinds of problems, troubles, and I'm still being tormented by relational, physical, financial, and the mental, all kinds of challenges. But my vision is upon the Lord who has made heaven and earth, and my problem does not dictate, does not swallow my life. My life is controlled and owned by the Lord. My Lord, my Master, my God never changes the side with me because he is my Father, he is my Savior, my Helper. God is the Lord of my life, my career, my family, my church, my business, even over my worries and cares. And this message from Psalmist 3,000 years ago still resonates so true to my life through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are covenant children, sealed with the Holy Spirit and sealed for the eternal life. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful message that convicts us, that challenges us, that will give the enough buoyancy to lift our spirit up and to fix our gaze upon you and you alone. Father God, give us the courage. Give us the provision. Give us the daily bread that we not be succumbed by this overcoming circumstances, even though we are having challenges as a person, family, community, and church. Father, give us the heart of a repentant heart. And as President Trump has just declared, tomorrow, March 15th, 2020, will be the National Day of Prayer. Give us the heart to pray together and give this country the repentance of Nineveh, that we may experience the true revival upon this country. We need you. We need you. We need you as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May the mercy of Father God, love of Jesus Christ, communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit upon us as we observe the National Day of Prayer, March 15th, and as we spend each day with a humbling heart and listen to your word. May your grace be upon us. May your spirit sevenfold enforce us throughout the evening, throughout the day, for the rest of the week. Amen. Amen.